Welcome to Big Brother 15, the podcast broadcasting from New York City. Now we will talk about the stupids left in the house, so I hope you're ready. Okay. For Big Brother 15, woo! Welcome to our Big Brother 15 podcast. I'm Sheppy, broadcasting actually from a different location today. We are on the road. We're on the road. We are taking a little trip. So we're broadcasting to you from our car. So that's why you might hear a little bit of, you know, white noise in the background. We're on the road. So, chapeau. How are you enjoying your ride so far?
Well, well, Sheppy. I'm glad that you were able to squeeze my chair in your van. Off we go. Today our destination is East Hampton.
Woo! Yeah! Woo!
Yeah, we're gonna try to go to the beach after all the tourists and all the sacks left town. It's time for us to maybe do a good job and roasted a bit of flesh in the sandy beaches. But the sun is not really with us, but here we are driving 120 miles an hour. I mean, Sheppy is driving a bit fast, I must say, but
no.
We are in the special lane for fat people, so we are authorized. So anyway, Sheppy, I wanted to ask you about the disastrous Thursday show, whereas we witnessed... Oh, by the way, before I forget, I meant to ask to tell our auditors, because we have a lot of auditors, about a specific podcast. I don't know if you guys remember, but last week we told you about this amazing podcast that you can download on iTunes. It's called Watch What Crappens, and we highly recommend it to you. Three queers are doing that remarkable show, and it's probably the best podcast on the internet where you can get good feedback, witticism, repartee from those three, which are very extraordinary. If you want to have a good laugh, just listen to Watch What Crappens. I don't know, I think it's from Bravo, I don't give a shit, but it's good, it's the best show. And please don't listen to Rob the woman hater and Scott the perv. What, Sheppy?
The douchebag.
Yeah, Rob the douche and Scott the perv and Colette the cunt. Don't listen to those assholes, like we told you. Those disgust. But the worst, I must pause a minute and pontificate on the worst, is every Thursday after the show, Rob the woman hater is recapping, what an asshole, the show, just a name, recapping, nobody cares about your recap, you know what I mean, asshole. But anyway, let's keep it cool, please. This is a family show, and we have to be very nice.
Appropriate.
What?
You have to be appropriate, Chef.
Chappy chapeau. Chappy chapeau bidibou. Chappy chapeau bidibou. Okay. Famous cartoon. It's not a cartoon, it's a stop motion show that you should download on YouTube. Chappy chapeau. C-H-A-P-I-C-H-A-P-O. Pass on the words. Anyway, let's go back to that asshole Rob the douche. Every Thursday, he has that little turd that wouldn't flush. Cause that, well, how come that guy is still on the list, if you wish? Yin, the winner of last season, that disgusting guy. I mean, you would hear this guy, like it's the scientist of Big Brother. He knows it all. He knows who's the best. He thinks Andy the best. You know, it's like this cadre of men loving men, you know, and hating on women. And the reason is simple, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think that you can draw a parallel between Rob the douche, Yen, I remember Yen, wasn't that the douche who was slapping his face with his own knee?
Yeah. Yes, it was. It absolutely was. He was taking his knee and he was slapping it against his head.
Oh. Wait a minute. Oh, is the mic on the other side? Yeah. Oh no!
It will pick up.
No, it won't!
Yes, it will.
No! The podcast is destroyed! Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you missed the best intro ever!
No, it's not destroyed, it will pick up.
No, it will not!
It will. I use it all the time, it doesn't matter.
Apple equipment is not that performant. Anyway, fuck it. Oh, we saw a good movie last night. Ah, it was disgusting. The Butler. I don't recommend that movie. I think it was disgusting. It was stupid. It was made by those two idiots, the Weinstein brothers, who think they know movies, but they single-handedly destroyed everything they touched for the last 20 years. Thank God they don't make movies anymore. It was just vapid and shallow. The Butler. Don't go. What's your critique, Shappy?
Well, I learned a lot from my education. So I thought that part was good, but otherwise some of the acting was very lackluster, and some of it was just a little boring, but other than that, I mean, on the whole, I benefited a little bit from it, so, but when you're like chapeau and, you know, you have a PhD, you don't really need to see those types of movies, because you already know what's going on, so.
What, your education should be, how old are you? What is this? Oh my God, help me, help me. I'm in the car with some underage freak.
Hey, that's not nice. Just because I didn't have access to the top schools doesn't mean I'm an underage freak over here.
Well, anyway, I thought Oprah did a good job. I mean, you know. But anyway, we're parting. What I was discussing before, I was talking on the wrong side of the mic. I want to apologize for this lack of competence. But I was talking about the podcast that Rob the Douche has every Thursday, his famous recap. Whereas he invites that cunt Yen. And I'm sorry, but that idiot was world famous to slap his face with his own knee. And please, that's what you'll go down with in history. You slap your face with your knee, asshole.
Yeah, I can't believe he's still on the map. And when I think about it, I think about that stupid chart that he drew up about how to win Big Brother. And I think he's a complete douche.
Oh, you're right. He had a chart. And oh, God, people are so stupid. And but it's the way he talks. And he punches. Certificates. He has that assurance, that cockiness. It's a quiet cockiness that he has about him. That swagger, and basically everything he says is dumb. Let me summarize for you all those assholes' theory about Big Brother. Bros versus hoes. That's basically what it comes down to. And this douche, you would hear him speak, you would think you're listening to Emmanuel can't! He talks like he's on the pulpit of the school in Germany, 18th century. We're listening to the author of the Critique of the Pure Reason. No, 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 no. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the man who used to slap his face with his knees.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's about that. Thank you, Shapi, for this accolade, if you wish. Okay, so please don't listen to that. Sorry, it's all about hating on women. And why, may I ask you? Why? And that goes for the sack of shit that stays in their house right now. It's simple. Those people are so ugly. Spencer, Judd. How could Judd kiss Aaron? I never got that. Ew, disgusting. Judd, what's his name? That guy, Gina Marie, ugly boy. Who else do we have? Andy. Oh, don't, please, people, don't get me started. First of all, what is wrong with that fucking cunt, Andy? Can't stop talking about punching Eliza in the face. Who talks like that? Anytime he refers, why is it that Eliza went under Andy's skin so deep that anytime he refers to her, and he refers to her nonstop, because those assholes cannot stop talking about Eliza. He says, I wish I could punch her in the face. What? Who speaks like that, that you're going to punch some girl in the face, you fucking fag?
Yeah, he's ridiculous and he looks disgusting. Today, I was watching After Dark and he was like slapping up spaghetti. He wasn't even eating it the right way. He's just a disgusting person. His glasses looked like... He looked like he was 3 years old because he has this very, very, very short hair that looks like it can't grow anymore. He was wearing a plaid cut-off shirt and his arms were exposed and his arms are so white. He has a farmer's tan. He was wearing those little glasses that look like little kids, the glasses little kids get. And then on top of that, he had his sippy cup next to him and it said Andy on it. But the way it was written looked like a 2-year-old wrote it. So he just looked like such a mess. I don't understand why people are on his side and align with him. He's just a disgusting person.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I could never put up all of this. Well, you're right. I agree. But I think at the base of it all is that bonding between dumb men. Macre, dumb. All the girls love Macre. I don't know why. The lower part of his mouth is very cartoonish. But girls are in love with Macre. I don't understand that. His face looks like... The lower face looks like he got punched in the face and the face stayed like that. Didn't go back right after he got punched in the face. Or it looks like a tar ran over him and he got twisted and he stayed like that and the hospital couldn't put him back on. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yep.
He's so dumb. You know, a lot of times kids, when you go to groups, kids, there's always a kid in the back of the room who doesn't say anything. And the girls are always fall for him. But usually you don't say anything because you have nothing to say. It's not because you're some kind of mysterious man who knows all about alchemy recipe, all right? You don't know, jackass, you dumb fuck. But anyway. And it was obvious that when you arrive in the house, this motherfucker was a dweeb. Then Amanda would star for 6 months before entering Big Brother. She was kind of okay looking. She sat on his face, and all of a sudden, that motherfucking cunt decided to have a personality, and he became cool. So the guy was thinking, because he's not cool, but he was acting cool, so he was thinking and posing 20 minutes before he uttered a word. Because he was, you know, weighing pro and cons. Is that cool? No, that's not cool. Maybe if I do this, maybe if I say that. Like the way he shut down the veto box the other day with his foot. He thought about that for a week. You can't. You know what I mean? So, oh, if I do that, it'd be cool. Because I'm a cool dude now. Because that fat cheesecake girl sat on my face. Eh? All right, listen. The transformation was actually live. You could see the dweeb transforming into a cool dude. All that because that cheesecake girl sat on his face. And all of a sudden, he found some newfound confidence. Do you know what I mean? But that's about it. But anyway, let's go back to what we're saying. This quadre of morons, Jan, the knee slap on the face, Rob, the woman hater, Colette, the cunt, Scott, the perv, Spencer is a truck driver who stops at rest stops, snatch girls on his way, rape them in the cabin, and toss them in the garbage tank. That's Spencer for you. This guy doesn't drive a truck, a train. He drives a truck. He's a rapist with a CB two-way radio.
Yeah, but at least he knows he's disgusting. That's at least one thing you can say for him. And he doesn't think he's disgusting. He thinks he's God's gift to the world. You know what I mean?
All those men, Andy being a queer, it's different, but all those men have been turned on by women since the dawn of ages, and that is it, and that is what... Ian was gross looking. I'm sure the only pussy he got in his face was bought since he won Big Brother. Please, this guy, who would fuck that dweeb? But, you know, some women, they're attracted to success, so I'm sure they fucked him just... Oh, God, just... Oh... the idea of fucking Yen. I'm sure his penis is full of pimples. Huh?
Ugh, you're disgusting.
But anyway, if you fuck Yen, you're gonna crack a lot of pimple on your way up and down.
That's gross.
Well, let me tell you. Okay, so all those men, Judge is disgusting. Which woman? That goes to show you how mentally ill Erin was that she met up with that cunt. Because who would make out with Judd? Except for four asses, Jesse. Other than that, I don't understand if this guy's a stud. I don't get it. He's butt ugly. But so all those men, plus McRae, I mean, they are so ugly that they've been turned on all their life as girls. Only cows fuck them. And therefore they develop this sense of hatred towards women that translate into that bro versus before whore mentality. And that's what's at play right now in the Big Brother house. And that's where McRae fell prey to, because he really believe that Elisa voted against Amanda. I must say, it was very anticlimactic when Amanda got voted out, because, you know, I mean, we have been praying for a departure. It's like dying. I equate Big Brother as a preparation for death. Because I imagine when you die, it's a little bit like what happened to Amanda, whereas you're so worried about it, you're upset, you toss and turn, you know, until the day comes, and finally death must come to you when Amanda is evicted, and you don't even notice it, you're dead, you know what I mean? But the journey to death must be as chaotic as Amanda's departure was from Big Brother House. And I always thought that the evictions of guests from Big Brother House were equivalent to deaths in our society, because when you think about it, when you die, you never see the people again. And when a house guest leaves the house, we never, ever hear from them again or see them again, or even, I would argue, think about them again. And this is death.
Well, it's a very profound thing you just said, Chapeau. Yeah, I would tend to agree. I would say that I was happy when Amanda was voted, but then all of a sudden I was just like, okay, now what? I don't know. It didn't really feel like it was that big of an accomplishment. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was this anticlimactic thing, which is where we were very excited for departure, but at the same time we're like, yeah, what have we accomplished? And this is an analogy to death, because when you think about it, what have we accomplished in this life? Most of us who watch Big Brother, probably absolutely nothing, right? Because let's face it, we're all losers because we watch Big Brothers. Farm stand organic, locally grown produce. Maybe they have some soft peaches that would remember me of eating some butt cheeks. The little fuzz on the butt. Anyway, what I'm trying to say, no, it's true. When you eat a big peach, means you have a little butt with a little fuzz on it. Okay, this is a family show, I remind you people. So anyway, once again, download the show, watch what crap ends with three queers who do the best podcast on Big Brother you will ever hear. So Shappy, let me ask you, what was your I heard, I don't know if it's true, but I was reading your tweets, God forbids, and I heard that you thought that, first of all, let me remind your audience, Judd is like a turd that wouldn't flush. Wasn't this guy evicted? And then he comes back and he changed the whole tenure of the house. Fuck that. I think, what is this? People don't come back from the dead, and I think once you're evicted, you're evicted. That's why people hate returning players. Anyway, Shappy, I heard on your tweets and your GIF and your Instagrams, I heard and saw that you were completely floored of sadness when Eliza got shown the door a few minutes after Amanda. True fact or not?
100% true. I was very, very disappointed with Alyssa's eviction. I think McCray is a fucking idiot. He should have put up Andy and Judd, because those were the two that voted against Amanda. Yeah, I was super sad. I almost cried. Just to put that out there and to be honest. Because I feel like she really deserved to be there. She was so strong when everyone was, you know, being mean to her and bullying her, especially Amanda. And I admire the way that she handled situations and how she dealt with Amanda. So I really believe that she deserved to stay. But what I didn't like was her changing her mind last minute about the decision to keep Amanda. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that, Chapeau, if you were a little bit thrown off with your, I guess you could say, what does that idiot say? Oh, the mist. I would say Alyssa definitely has mist. I don't think Dan has mist, but what do you think, Chapeau?
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think that Dan, oh man, I can't believe we sat for a whole summer looking at that cunt face. I mean, this guy was disgusting, let's put it this way, and I hated him. Dan, oh, just a name. I would have kicked. You see, Dan is the typical winners of those shows. Same goes for Survivor. You need to be a car salesman, which is like this mixture of cold and super smooth and like you know what you're talking about, but you don't, like, with a thin veil threat underneath it. You know, it's very weird. It's like a mixture of things, and you need to be a used car salesman to win those shows. And that's towards where those shows are directed, if you want. I completely agree. I think there was a mist that most of the country was under, coming from Eliza, except for some woman-hating cunt boys, fuck face, ugly. But other than that, most of America love Eliza. And once again, I don't think in real life, we touched on that last podcast, I don't think that none of us would, you know, in the real world, would be fine with her. I mean, she's a religious, she's a Bible thumper bitch. She loves Jesus. I mean, most of us would have nothing to do with her. Like, she's completely crazy. She probably, if you had an abortion, she probably would write you off a list. You know what I mean? So, oh, there's a very weird tree on your left, Chappie. Yeah. So, she basically, she seems to be bragging a lot about her wealth and how she's fucking that sugar daddy of hers, and she even got a kid out of him. Who gets a kid out of a sugar daddy? You're supposed to get sugar and supposed to get a kid, you fucking twat, you know what I mean? But anyway, what I'm trying to say that she, I was totally under a spell. I love, and I was wondering why, and you just hit it on the nail. And when you see the way she handled Amanda, but I saw handle Gina Marie before. Do you remember that night when, after some kind of voting, Gina Marie came to her and Eliza was washing dishes, and she just put up her hand, saying, "Please don't come to me. Don't talk to me. You subpar human being." Do you know what I mean? There was a way, but when she used to break down, like in the middle of like some stupid talk, she would say to them, "After this, I would never even think about you. You're all ridiculous people." I mean, those sentences that we all think, they were all ridiculous people, and that's because that stupid Alison Gruner, fat cunt, and a stupid casting. You know what I mean? Because why would you cast idiots? That's it? That's what America is all about? Idiots from east, west, center, south, north? Come on! Out of 360 million people, you can only pick up Andy? First of all, let's stay on Andy for a little bit. As I said last week, I believe that Amanda exemplified Japanese and is a bad representation of Jewish people. Same goes for Andy, because so many people in America were already homophobic. They look at Andy as a fag and they go, "Oh my God, those fags are disgusting." Do you know what I mean? And I do believe that, is that intentional on the part of Alison Gruner? And let's stop on Alison Gruner for a minute. What has that woman done in her life other than destroy that show? Because I don't know if you twats out there listening to this know, but she didn't start producing that show. Someone else produced the show. It actually comes from Holland originally. It's from Europe. It's not even an American show. So, but anyway, she came halfway through. She changed everything. She made some good improvement. Like, for example, I think Alison Gruner is responsible for the power video, and I think it adds a little salt and pepper, like my hair, to the game, if you guys wish. But what has she done? Let's analyze and pause for a minute that this fat cow, the only thing she's done is produce that remarkable marvel of a show with that bone-headed, penis-looking man who runs a model agency / raping ground, raping bimbos all over the country. Don't you remember that show about models, and he was coming to your agencies and he was always tacky. He was like, "Change the carpet, it smelled piss and stuff." Well, that's what she produced. It was the worst show on the planet. I would watch The Bachelor before I watch that.
But you like that show because you could see some model girls, I thought.
Well, yeah, could see some little lovelies, some little bambies walking around, strutting around the Midwest. Well, the Midwest, they say, always like some nice looking bambies, you know, and for some fat perv like me, can rub one off after I watch the show, oppose my DVR and some particulars. But listen, no, but I mean, of course, but listen, but it was a dumb show. Don't tell me opposite. No.
Of course it was a dumb show. That guy was such a perv and he was such an asshole. And actually, one of the girls on that show kind of made it. I don't know if you saw, but she recently did. She was the head model for the recent Urban Outfitters catalog.
Yeah, but let's face it. I've dated.
She also did like a big brand, like she was doing Guess or something like that. I don't know.
Well, let's face it. I've dated models in my life. I mean, granted, they were in their late 40s, but I tell you what, Urban Outfitters, no. That's not Carly Close. Excuse me. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that this Alison Gruner is a fat cow. Have you seen a picture? She has this enormous lower part that I'm sure to fuck that you have to roll that door, right? And then she has that frizzy, kinky, reddish hair that is so gross. I can't even contain my barf, right? Anyway, she's gross, she's vile, she's disgusting, and she's an idiot, let's face it. Because why do you... I don't know. I think she... Enough with a twist. Come on. Nobody watched Big Brother, let's face it. Enough with a twist. Just do it straight up, you fucking bitch. Another one, she's like wearing suspenders and a belt, like she doesn't trust a board. Because, to be honest with you, the show is great like that. You don't need your fucking twist. And if you guys watch the show there for the challenges, you're challenged. And if you watch the show for the... which I have a feeling that a lot of, like, bros, for all you bros out there, they watch the show for the strategy. Hey, there's no strategy, you fucking asshole. It's not the battle of Trafalgar, you can't. And no, we watch the show because we like the characters. In other words, we like the human, excuse me?
Interaction.
Yeah, the human interaction and the human behavior. We watch the show for human behavior, you can't. Not for strategy. Strategy, people are so stupid. It's like, you know, there are a lot of Americans, let's face it, Americans are not the brightest, but there are a lot of Americans who believe that if you know chess, you're a genius. And I mean, come on! You don't have to be genius to play chess. What the fuck, man? As a matter of fact, I would say the most idiotic people know very well how to play chess. Huh? Howard Stern, for example. Huh? So anyway, what I'm trying to tell you guys here is that we watched that show for a little bit of too much duration. It was, oh, wait a minute, Chappie, the cops are going to pull you over. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Are you legal? Are you legal? Am I going to go to jail? Oh. Chappie, are you legal? I think Chappie is 17 years old, but Chappie.
No, I'm not.
But you sound like you're some Lolita little girl.
No, I'm not. I'm 28.
28? You're like Rooney Mara's age, my wife. Let's talk about Rooney Mara. Fuck that show. Who cares? So, Rooney Mara, I saw her the other day. She's a spokesperson for... what's her name? I'm posing because a car is very slow motion-y trying to pass Chappie. Oh. Not cutting us off. Wonderful. So anyway, what I'm trying to say... People are insane. People are mentally ill. Do you understand? So anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is that Rooney Mara is not the spokesperson for Calvin Klein toilette, eau de toilette, or some bullshit perfume. And, you know, this is where I draw the line, because I thought Rooney Mara was cool. You know, she wasn't playing the Hollywood game. And before you know it, she's like posing in those weird faces and the stupid, you know, Cosmopolitan magazine bullshit, and now next thing you know, she's the head of the front person for Calvin Klein perfume, and I'm like, that's where you lose the plot.
And she also... Oh, sorry. I just confused her. But do you know Charlotte Gainsbourg was posing for Balenciaga or whatever that thing is?
That's what I'm talking about. Because before Rooney Mara was my wife, I had a wife previously called Charlotte Gainsbourg, and she was wonderful, but now she's posing for Balenciaga. That's what I'm talking about. It's like you lose all credibility. I thought you were smart, not like one of those bimbos actresses. And before you know it, you're doing some stupidness in fashion. Don't touch fashion. Fashion is full of dumb people. That's the story. All right, let's go back to what we're talking about here, which is where we're all here gathered around the campfire. Mm-hmm. And basically, we're talking today on this beautiful podcast about Big Brother. So, we were talking about... Yeah, I agree, Shapi, 100% to what you said about the missing Eliza. I don't know why. I don't even want to fuck Eliza, so it's not sexual. I think she's wonderful. There's something about it. I wish I was like her. Like, not that I go to the... I would never talk to a girl with fake tits. Does Eliza have fake tits?
Yes.
See, right there, she's off my list. But fake lips, fake tits. By the way, in all those back and forth fighting between a lot of people and Amanda, why is it that nobody called her a Jap, number one? And number two, nobody attacked those big balloony tits that she had? What is this? It's so obvious. That's the first thing I would attack her with. Like, what's up with this balloon tits that she's... What? That's a tacky. She's so tacky. Am I right? Am I right?
Yeah, completely. And it looks so bad on her that, like, her whole body is now out of proportion. Like, I don't know if you realize, like, her tits are so big that her shoulders are caved in just to hold them up. So it's just, like, the stupidest decision I've ever seen in my entire life.
And there is Alison Gruner, because she's in charge of casting. I'm sure... Also, I heard, believe it or not, this sounds unbelievable, that, you know, Julie Chen is sucking the dick of the CEO of CBS, Les Moonves, and, you know, that's how she got that stupid show, The Talk, which is probably the worst show right after that Mull show that Gruner did before. But what I'm trying to tell you is that I heard that Les Moonves is actually involved in the casting of Big Brother. That, for me, is mind-blowing. But the guy is so hands-on, that he is involved, he has a final say in who makes the show or not. And right there, is that me or everybody on that show either has fake tits or is a complete bigot from prehistorical times or has air extension or air plugs? And I'm thinking, that's it? That's America for you in a nutshell? Fake tits, fake lips, air extensions, bigoted? There must be someone out there that doesn't look like a pork, like Andy, and could be in the show. Like, why is... I don't know if you noticed, Shapi, but most of the contestants in Big Brother over all the seasons have had air plugs, extension, and fake tits. And I'm asking you, it's obviously a demo that fat Alison Gruner bitch is trying to target. Because, why? Come on. All America is not carrying fake tits. Am I right? Am I right?
Yes.
Shapi, do you have fake tits?
Yes.
But they're so small. Why would you have fake tits so small?
They're just fake.
Well, when I go to my porn pages, I always hit the small titty girls, flat-chested girls. I don't know why. Of course, you queers are there because I'm a fag. Well, I mean it. I suck a little pee-pee in my youth, you know? But anyway, what I'm trying to say to you guys is nothing better than a flat titty girl. So I must say, really, Mara, she's kind of titsy a little bit. I don't know about that. Maybe I will ask her for some kind of breast reduction. But let's go back to the essential, which is that Shotgun's board, she has no tits. Flowers the board. That's my girl. But anyway, what I'm trying to put forth, Shabby. Oh my God, I swear to God, we just rode by Superman, and that. What?
It's been there for years.
Oh, okay, so you're from the Hamptons now, Shabby? Yeah. Are you bragging like Lisa?
Yeah, me and my fake tits are from the Hamptons.
Yeah. So anyway, what I'm trying to tell you, what I'm trying to educate the audience with is that, what are we talking about again? No, but I mean, it's true fact that Shappy is driving, in case you didn't notice that you're not. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is that it's a recurrent theme. Forget about twists and dumb challenges. These challenges are dumber than... Who create those dumb challenges? They're so stupid. So, I always fast forward through the challenge because I don't care. But what I'm trying to educate the audience with is, have you guys noticed that everybody on that stupid-ass show, which, by the way, shame on women, is run by a woman, has to do with fake titties and hair extension. Remember Rachel had hair extension? And Erin didn't have fake tits. By the way, Amanda spent the whole show pressuring her to get fake tits. But Erin was a bigot. The biggest bigot I ever met in my life. So how about that? But what I'm trying to tell you is that most women on Big Brother have fake something. They have been to the plastic surgeon. And it's a testament to what Alison Gruner thinks of what she thinks the audience would like, because there's nothing worse on earth when someone speaks for an audience or a group of people, and that's what that bitch Alison Gruner does. She assumes that that's what America wants. We want to see a bunch of morning girls with their fake tits flapping around the house. Do you know what I mean? Where in fact, most of us civilized, educated, smart, beautiful people, we don't like fake titties. Who wants to squeeze some silicone? All right, Jean-Pi, what's your topic on these ideas?
Yeah, I think it's disgusting. I mean, I understand if you need a breast reduction, but it's just kind of gross when someone decides to get bigger tits. I don't know. I think you should just work with what you have, you know what I mean? You shouldn't do that, because then you're going to attract the wrong type of person, in my opinion. So that's that.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, because a girl with fake titties, she would attract that toupee-wearing scumbag, you know what I mean? Like, in other words, you know the type who wears a toupee and hair plugs and that nasty guy who shaves his chest, ugh, and shaves his legs and bleach his asshole, and this is what you're gonna attract. But this is what you're gonna attract if you're fake titties. And he's all into his car, and he spent all his money in his car, and, you know, he wears shirts. His idea of a date is, like, perfume and aftershave lotions, and he has those cufflinks, you know, that he put on his dad. It's usually his dad's shirts, because those assholes usually are completely in love with their dad. I hate boys in love with their dads. You know what I mean? What is that? Cut the cord, asshole. But, you know, like, the type of man who wants to please daddy, and he thinks he's in a league with daddy, you know, and he wears his shirt and his cufflinks that daddy gave him. And those cufflinks is some kind of seals that nobody knows what it is. Probably bought some kind of stoop sale. I don't know. What a fucking mess. But that's what you get. If you get fake titties, that's the guy who's going to squeeze them. That's what you're going to get. You know what I mean? And that guy is so gross. The guy you're going to attract with your fake titties. Like, you know, he's just vapid. And usually he goes to... He's going... You know who's that man's hero is? Donald Trump. Mr. Trump. He's going to go on a date with you, I guarantee you. And in the meeting, in the date, when he talks to you, he's going to drop the name Donald Trump. But he never says Donald Trump or Trump. He says Mr. Trump. Like he knows him or like... But even if he knows him, it's out of respect. Who talks like that? Like Mr. Trump. You know, why don't you say like Trump, that fucking douchebag. But that's it. That's his idol, Donald Trump. He read these books, you know. And if he's a little bit more cultured, he loves Ayn Rand. Oh, Fontenelle, the best book ever written. Oh, Atlas Shrugged. You know, those books and those people usually are for the diminutive brain person. You know, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, but that's what's going to squeeze your titties. If you put some plastic in there. Whew, tough budget. So anyway, all of that to tell you that... where were we? Let's talk about... So Chappie, yeah, the mist. You're right, I agree with you. I think that Eliza was misting America. I don't know why, because she's such a douche too, but... Apparently she spent her time in the house bragging about private this, private that, private jet. She's loaded, she has a lot of money, and she was irritating the whole house. Because I think people are very jealous. You know, Americans are obsessed with money, and they want to make their first million. You know what I mean? And so, because, Chappie, why do you think that Eliza had such an impact on those dumbass guests in the house? What is it about her that made her so annoying to those people? Like, they still talk about her 6 days after her eviction!
I think because she wasn't giving them the attention that they wanted from her. She told them that she didn't care about them. And that really irritates those people because they're attention whores, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think it's basically she wasn't really feeding into to them bullying her and being mean. And she was able to just overlook it. So I think... that's what was really going on there. So, right now we are looking at some pumpkins that are growing on the side of the road. Because we are almost at our destination, so...
Yeah. First time of the summer that I come out of my tropical loft. Yeah. It's nice of you to... Oh! That's where we're supposed to go, Chappie. And so it's nice for us to have this little outing, you know. Not every day you can bring the elephant out, you know. But anyway, gentlemen, gentlewoman, thank you so much for listening to that disgusting podcast of ours. And we gave you our insights in what's in the Big Brother house, Big Brother 15. Thank you. We arrive at our destination, so I think it's time to wrap this baby up, like Rob the Cunt says all the time. And please listen to Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens, wonderful podcast. Chappie, any other little ideas you want to put out there? Sorry, I kind of whore the... hog out the whole mic, but Chappie was driving and she needs full attention. Those lunatics are going to cut us off. But wait a minute, the Parish Art Museum. Why is she sending me to the Parish Art Museum? No, help! I don't want to go in that stupid museum. Wow, that's a big museum. Parish Art Museum. I don't think it is. Anyway, we're in the Hamptons trying to hobnob with the rich and famous. Okay. Oh, okay. Alright, people. Take it easy. Take it easy. Or Shapi, last commentaries maybe about the show?
I would say that I'm sorry to say that we're left with a bunch of stupids. Five stupids. And I'm probably not even going to watch the show anymore because those people are so irritating. And they all do not deserve to be there, in my opinion. So, yeah, I don't care who wins. I don't give a shit because I hate all of them. And that's it.
All right. All right, people. Hey. So. Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We will be back next week. Bye! Woo! Time to go party with all you guys! Woo! Woo!